Hey, podcast listener, this is Rob Cisternino. I'm the Rob, and Rob has a podcast, and the new season of Survivor is just getting started, and we've got new episodes for you 5 days a week. Join us for interviews with your favorite past Survivor players and this season's losers right after they get their torch snubbed. Listen free to Rob Has a Podcast, exclusively available on Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and the Podcast One app. And if you like the show, why not share it with a friend or leave us a rating and review on iTunes?
This is Corolla Digital.
A master carpenter who's here to help you out. If you can't fix it, then let Ace show you how. Ace on the house.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get on mandate. Get on. Welcome to Ace on the House. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Eric Stromer.
How
over there.
Are you?
I'm doing well. I got a lot of stuff going on in my building life.
What do you got?
Well, I'm designing my new house right now and working on demo of the old house. I'm also putting in a sprinkler system, a fire safety.
Oh, inside the home like what you'd find in a department store or a retail building.
No. I mean, yes, but I'm doing it in my warehouse.
Oh, because that's a good idea because you're always kind of messing with engines and motors and gasoline and things like that. So you could, you more than others could burst into flames.
I could. I have a bunch of Paul Newman race cars and a bunch of Paul Newman memorabilia, and then I realized when his watch sold for $17.7 million, I thought, hey, I should have a fire system in here. Because everything could melt.
Wait, the watch alone was $17 million? Just a wristwatch? This is what you're saying to me.
No, it was a necklace watch, so it was worth the money.
No, really?
Yeah, just
no,
a wrist watch. Jeez. Well, 17.7, yeah.
That's insane. Wow, amazing. Yeah. Did you know going in, collecting and aggregating these Paul Newman cars that they had value in the aftermarket, or did you kind of create that scenario?
My first thought when I bought my first championship Paul Newman car.
Yeah.
In probably 2008, 2007 or 2008, my first question was, how much is the car? And it was about $110,000 or something in that neighborhood. And I said, and how old is Paul Newman? Because I sort of thought of it, I thought of him as an artist. I thought like, well, if when the artist dies, the paintings go up.
Yeah, like a Basquiat painting or something.
Don't know that dude.
He's a modern art
player. Okay. Yeah. The point is I didn't want him to die, but I thought he's old and this is a championship car. And if something happens to him or just one day, it'll be worth more than it is now because he was a championship driver and this is one of his championship cars. So I bought the first car sort of based on that. Later on, I bought them to drive them, and because really they just – I always look at it as like there's always a chick at the office who's into hippos. She has like hippo mugs, stuffed hippos, hippo slippers.
You mean someone in a cubicle.
In a cubicle.
A melamine cubicle.
Not the corner office.
Yeah.
And it's she's easy to buy gifts for every year for Christmas because you just get her a hippo calendar or a hippo – pencil holder with the mouth open and the pencils go in the hippo mouth.
Yeah.
Now, if you talk to that woman and say, how did you become the hippo woman? She'll just tell you at some point she had a hippo pillow and somebody said, I guess you like hippos. The next thing you know, people were sending her stuff.
Right.
That's what happened with me and Paul Newman.
Can I tell you the difference between you and I, which is you identified Paul Newman, bought the car, and have made millions of dollars. This guy Basquiat I was talking about, he was a painter. He lived in Venice back in the 80s. I was working in a restaurant called West Beach Cafe. He used to come in and doodle on the tablecloths. We would all gather around after he left and go, wow, that's unbelievable, right? Tear up the thing, crumple it, and throw it in the garbage.
Yep.
He died 10 years later. His paintings are like $10, $12, $15 million apiece. That's the difference between you and I, sir.
But here's the thing, Stromer. If you had had the foresight and the brains,
yeah,
the acumen to take those paper tape, take the tablecloths,
right,
take them home, put them between sheets of wax paper and put them in a photo album,
yep,
then you'd be rich.
Yes.
Then you wouldn't be here today.
Good point.
And I'd be sitting next to Mark DiCarlo talking home improvement. And then where would we be?
Nowhere. So God bless America. It worked, didn't it?
That's right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
See? There again.
What insights? What home improvement stuff are you working on?
Well, I
am. Oh, and by the way, yes. So house design, fire sprinkler system in the warehouse.
In the warehouse.
Yes.
And commercial grade, so immediately triggers any small amount of smoke. It starts sprinkling.
Well, one of the things that they do in all action movies is when the guy wants to thwart the bad guy, he lights the pack of matches.
That's right.
And he holds it up.
That's right.
And then the bad guy's in his office, in the office, and the whole thing goes off.
Yes.
You really think about it, that's a bad way to design a fire suppression system,
right,
meaning you're over here on this side of the commercial building and there's a small fire and the fire sprinkler starts going off in the boss's office and flooding the boss's office and in shipping and receiving. No, the way they work is the one that's closest goes off.
Okay, so they are localized.
Yeah, the one on the other side of the warehouse doesn't go off, otherwise it'd just be a flood.
See, again, you've lifted the veil of the fourth wall in cinema. And
that's
ruined
right.
it for some of us.
Thank you. Now, let's talk about face-off. There's no way that procedure, there's just no way that's feasible.
It isn't.
All right,
isn't.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, so what are you working
on? I'm doing a couple of bathrooms, just starting a demo process there, and I decided now that I'm 55 years old, I'm not going to ever demo again, so I hire a guy to come in now, and he just blows the whole room out, takes it away in a truck within 2.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
$500-$600 later, it's
right.
over. It makes my life much easier.
Yeah, you're forgetting one important step.
Please go on.
Charges you a couple $100, demos out the bathroom, throws it in his truck and takes it away, comes by Sunday night about 2 a.m. and dumps all of it on this goddamn street behind us because he doesn't want to pay the $85 to go to the dump. That's why it's so cheap for you.
That's right.
That's why this entire street behind us is filled literally with toilets.
Yeah.
Literally, if you got to take a dump and you're on the move and you don't think you can make it.
Just go to the side street.
I kid you not, I talked to one of these assholes who works for L.A. City and I said, hey, how about you guys hand out vouchers at the Home Depot to all the folks that are coming in and out of there
right.
who dump all their materials on Mulholland and on all these back streets in the middle of the night because they don't want to pay the $80 to go to the goddamn dump? How about you hand them a voucher written in Spanish and English and say, how about free dumping? Here you go. Here's your voucher. Go ahead and dump for free. And then we wouldn't be living in Beirut.
Okay, and here's what the people don't understand. In L.A., we've got landfills where, by the way, one of my favorite places in the world, because A, it represents a peaceful, quiet area where I can hear seagulls flying ahead, flying above me as I dump my garbage and eat my lunch in the dump. And that represents money to me because I'm taking the refuse to create a new place and a new space by dumping in the dump.
Right.
I love this place. It's like $60 a load.
Yep.
And people can demo and throw their own stuff out and not put it on my
side of my lot.
They've done that
cheaper.
To me, too.
Guess what's cheaper
put
than
$60? Put it in the dumpster
bucks.
Behind the CVS.
Guess what's cheaper than $60?
Go ahead.
Dump it on the side street behind the Corolla studio. That's what's cheaper than $60.
Right.
God, we are so stupid. You know, I've pitched this to two people from L.A. County, and both of them went, it's the worst. The worst answer ever. It's like my dad. I said to my dad once, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Each time I pitch this idea to people from the city where I've said, how about you give out vouchers so they won't dump everything in the goddamn street? They went, well, that's a good idea. And I thought, you're not thinking of any of this? And anyway, my dad once, I have no middle name.
Wait, what?
I have no middle name.
Why?
This is the most devastating part of this conversation I have with my dad.
Right. Can we just offer up for our listeners the possibility of voting on a middle name for you to adopt?
Okay. Can I humbly suggest
Clutch? You mean like after the great Clutch Cargo, the cartoon with the mouth that moved and the
everyone
image
who
was
comes,
still?
Everyone who comes through when the chips are down. Adam Clutch Carolla. I tried to get that going in high school. It didn't really take.
It could almost have a pirate patch eye thing, couldn't
they're,
it?
They're like, huh? We already kind of settled in on Brillo Head. I'm like, yeah, but couldn't we transfer it to Clutch?
Clutch is actually muy, muy macho.
And they like, we did the paperwork on Brillo Head, and it's all kind of, you know, it'd be
is
hard
it,
to
is
undo.
Is it Clutch in parentheses when it's shown on the legal document?
I don't know.
We're or have or to, quotation marks, maybe.
We're going to have to work that out. But yeah. Either way, I said to my dad, hey, Dad.
Yeah.
How come no middle name? And he went, I don't know.
He just didn't do it.
Well, again, it's like, why don't you give your neighbor's dog a middle name?
Yeah.
Answer, who cares?
Yeah, yeah.
That was his answer.
Is it that he doesn't care or that he is not interested in exerting the amount of effort it might take to actually think of a middle name?
I would think it would be a very intricate dance between not caring and not wanting to burn any calories on
gotcha.
Family members.
Brain calories.
Any calories. They're all calories. Okay. All right. We got so you're working on bathrooms.
Yeah, I got a couple of bathrooms. I'm actually doing the Presbyterian Church in Hollywood. I'm putting a like a mixing console down on the main floor, creating this corral out of old pew lumber. I'll take the pews and make them into the lumber to build this thing. It's kind of really
you're milling pews,
baby doll. That's right, and they're kind of curved too. So you know, I've turned everything out in a different direction, so it almost looks like diamond-shaped once you assemble
what
it.
What kind of wood are these pews
God,
made
I think
of?
It's got to be oak, I think. I yeah. haven't really cut them up yet
it's,
to look.
If it's heavy, it's
gorgeous, up. Gorgeous
what
stuff.
What are you going to cut them up with?
I'm going to probably have to do it by hand and then sand it and then put
what
trim around
hand?
The edges. I mean, you know, like not on a table saw, but...
Why not?
Because I can't get it flat on the table saw because it's curved. You know what I mean? And it's so long that you'd have to push it on its back on the curved side down and somehow curve that thing around on the flat table saw.
Hmm.
So I was assuming...
Maybe a bandsaw?
Maybe a bandsaw, yeah. That, if I could get it in the band width. You know
could.
What I mean?
Yeah. Well, they have pretty big bandsaws.
Yeah, that's right.
Otherwise, it's a
otherwise,
circular saw?
I would probably use either a circular saw or maybe just a jigsaw and cut slowly and try to stay straight and then go from there. It seems
jigsaw's gonna
it's gonna
that's long. That's
it'll take
long
hours.
And that's messy.
Yeah.
All right,
I haven't thought of it. I don't know.
I thought of it.
I know you
no
did.
Jigsaw. And the bathroom. People are going nuts in their bathroom, right?
Yeah, they're turning things into spas. Where you know, I think. What's going on in the environment of like design concepts right now is that it's a spa-like environment for mom to get away and actually create a spa environment in her own home as the kids are pounding on the door. You see the hinges moving. Yeah, there's a grilled cheese for, you know, and she's trying to relax and she's got the big spa tub. So we're creating those kind of environments for this family.
It's kind of interesting because there's the man cave movement cropped up about the same time the spa movement.
Yeah, that's right.
Look, let's just get to the end here. Let's just skip to the end of the story.
Yeah.
We should be living in separate houses.
Yes.
Ours will be loosely modeled after
a dirty YMCA with a mattress on the floor.
And you guys will move into like, you know, like, well, let's say Burke Williams type.
With flowing... Fabric,
what I'm saying is, like, why are we competing thematically?
We can't.
I got this sports bar on one side of the house. You got this Burke Williams spa on the other side of the house.
Yeah.
Just move into your own house.
I'll
move
be over
into my
here.
Own house.
Yep. We'll meet a couple nights a week.
At the
call
spa.
It a day. At the spa. We'll meet at her place. Much better.
I'll tell you. I did my bathroom.
Yeah.
I did something I like, which is... Got rid of the shower door, got rid of the shower curtain, and just put the clear partition.
I like it.
Just walk in and walk out.
That's the trend now. It's funny you should say. You may have invented this trend. I don't know how long ago
did
you
not.
Did this. But the trend now is that it's just a piece of glass separating the shower head portion from the entrance to the shower enclosure floor drains, even sometimes in the center of the bathroom, so that everything just becomes a drain into the center. There's no need for a hinge door whatsoever.
Yeah. And that's dangerous territory for me,
Still comes out, though. The water comes out.
I see a drain that's open season on taking a leak. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care.
Or if you're in Italy taking a dump, squatting on the floor.
Right. Well, when in Rome. But my point is if I'm walking around and I see a floor drain and I got to take a leak.
You just whip out your penis.
No harm, no foul. So if you're going to put those drains in the middle of the bathroom, in the middle of the Carrera tile.
Be prepared for urine.
Someone's going to be taking a leak. All right. Can we do something? There's another thing that I had to do. So So I did the partition.
Yeah.
Comes out from the, goes up about 7 feet, comes out from the wall about 4 feet.
How wide an opening for when you walk in? What is it? What are you giving yourself?
The overall opening, the width of the bathroom is probably about 8 or 9 feet. The partition comes out about 4 feet.
Oh, okay, good.
So it's plenty of room to walk in. Yeah. The water kind of splashes around a little bit. It finds its way down to the drain. No big deal. Although the other day, it was kind of funny. Like, chicks never notice stuff that are going wrong with the house. Like I noticed that I was standing in 3 inches of water and that the water was spilling out around the partition and getting into the main bathroom and soaking the mat and stuff like that. And my wife stood in the same puddle when she was taking a shower, but conveniently didn't notice. And then I said, something's backed up here, but I don't know what's going on. What goes on is women have long hair.
Hair.
They shed.
Yes.
It gets down there. It clogs up the drain. Not so much that it doesn't eventually drain, but enough so that it builds up if you take a 10-minute shower and starts to spill out on the other side of the partition, and then you got to get in there with that weird coat hanger thing.
Pull out what they call the old gray mouse in the plumbing game.
That's right.
Right? And
she
it just looks like
what she used to be.
That's right.
All right. Yeah. So you're doing bathrooms.
Yeah, I got that going.
Bidet?
No bidet, just regular high-profile toilet because no one wants to squat down there.
No, I got the high wall
mount.
I did the wall mount.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
you like it?
Well, I like the wall mount. There's a couple things about the wall mount toilet. I like the all in one. It has like the hopper built in, the tank. It's all in the wall.
Right.
The tank is in the wall.
And that's the one that has no bottom. It's hanging off the wall, right?
Yeah. You mount it all up. Figure your height out.
Yeah.
Now factor in what you're going to do on the floor before you figure your height in.
Right.
Because if you're floating the floor and putting some half inch tile and whatever, it's going to change the finish height of the toilet. The other tip is those toilets, I think the better ones, you should use 2x6 framing.
Right.
Because you need a little more depth in there for that
tank.
For the tank.
How do you access the tank? Is it a wall panel that you can open up?
No. It's pretty much get your ducks in order, get that thing mounted upright, lag bolt the hell out of it. Into the 2x6 studs, although I'd already framed my bathroom out with 2x4, so I had to go back and scab on, you know, 2-inch whatever runners and or graft them on or whatever it is, get it figured out, bolt it up, drywall over it.
And there's no feeling that thing has movement ever at all. Like they've built it so it's rigid inside the porcelain somehow with framing, obviously.
You get a good one.
Yeah.
And you install it properly and you lag it in properly and you give yourself, like I said, some 2x6 meat and you put some blocking, like some cross blocking, I think at the top and probably at the bottom too. And you can hit that thing with gusto.
Which I know you do, don't you? You just drop right down.
It doesn't move, but it's nice to have a toilet that's up a little bit.
Yeah.
And and it's all in the wall. It's nice. And then you have the push panel up top, which I imagine you can take off and get some access to some stuff, but it's generally all up in there. But what's kind of nice is having the weird no man's land behind the toilet where you can't get the mop into.
Because you can now mop underneath the toilet.
It's wide open. And
that's cool.
And also the water supply comes from within as well, as I'm trying to.
So you don't see any turnkey down on the bottom.
I'm trying to think about this. Gary, you gotta look this up with the wall mount toilet with the tank built in and everything. But I don't think you have the angle stop in the feed. I'm trying to picture mind. I don't think so. I think it's all internal. It's all in the wall. It's very clean. And speaking of clean, it's a lot easier to clean underneath as
let me,
well.
Let me ask you
a question. Go with that if you're doing a bathroom remodel.
Let me ask you a question. So in the world of home improvement and remodeling, all the toilets have gotten higher. The kitchen has gotten larger, occupied more of the space in the home. And it feels to me like we used to diminish and make the bathroom and the food preparation a small part of humanity. Now we're sort of magnifying and making it a grand part of our lives. So are people getting tall? Counter heights are even taller. Like, remember demoing old kitchens? Mm-hmm. The counter heights were super low and small. Mm-hmm. Kitchen size was inconsequential. Now everything is sort of reversed, right? Are we getting bigger, taller, stronger, faster, or are we just bored and we got to think of something else to do in design?
Little each, and we kind of did with kitchens and bathrooms what we did with lobster.
Yes, that was my first thought. Go on.
And Matt, if you have calls, you can put them up. Okay. I don't know if you're waiting on me or I'm waiting on you.
No, but we do have video questions when you want them.
All right. Let's put that in the screen for next show. The plumbing, by the way, is hidden in the wall, and all the parts and tanks and all that's behind the wall.
Great.
So it's very clean.
Great.
Okay. Lobster used to just be slave food. It's like that's what they did with lobsters. Feed the lobsters to the slaves.
Right.
Nobody in the house wanted
dirty
to eat
dirty crustacean.
It.
Gross.
That's right.
Yeah.
Gross, weird.
Yeah.
Give it to them.
Yeah.
Now it's become the most expensive thing on the menu. Kitchens used to be where the help went to go prepare, but not we didn't want to see what was going on in the kitchen.
Right.
That's where the poor people were making the food for the rich people. And the houses I bought in the 20s had the spring-loaded door.
Yeah.
Very
to
small
quickly
kitchen.
Separate the homeowner from the dirty staff in the back.
And you had to open them up when you're holding the tray by backing into them.
Like, yeah,
sorry,
right.
A thousand pardons, Your Highness. A thousand pardons. You'd back in. You had to open it with your
that's
ass.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. That's what that used to be.
Yeah.
In the bathroom, think about this.
Yeah.
In the 50s, 60s, and beyond, 80s, 90s, nobody showed anybody their bathroom. Nobody said,
you're
hey,
right.
Come
yeah.
here. We just remodeled. Hey.
It was a place of embarrassment.
Everybody,
yeah.
Hey, this is
it's where I crap sometimes.
Yeah, this is where I take a dump. And, honey, why don't you tell them what you do with the tampons? Would you like another Ritz with some cheese on it?
This is where Bobby masturbates now he's 13.
This is where little Bobby now has discovered his sexuality, although he is struggling with it, so we're not sure what he's masturbating
to. He puts a dress on in here. That's okay.
It's right. Fine. So who would ever show off their bathroom?
No.
Who would ever show off their closet?
Right.
Who?
You're right.
And people didn't really show off their kitchen either. That was like the place where the business was done. And
right.
We'd meet in the dining room. So we started with the kitchen. We decided that the kitchen needed to be on display.
That's right.
We had a few rooms. The garage needed to be cool.
Yeah.
Guys started putting TV sets up in the garage and putting the floor tile down, you know, all the garage flooring, the cool
right.
base deck
right,
and all that
right.
stuff. But who would walk somebody into their master bathroom 20 years ago?
No one.
No one.
Yeah.
Now, if you had Stromer come in there and do a world-class remod
that's
in there,
it.
You would happily walk them into your bathroom. So this has become
that's right.
like a showcase.
And the formal dining room is gone.
Right.
Like it's no
we
longer.
We blew it out.
Yeah.
And the kitchen took it
it's
up.
Amazing.
And the island became
the center of all homework, food prep. You know, emotional issues are being revealed there. It's an art station for the family to draw and create. That. You know, it's everything.
Can I tell people, though, islands and the front gate pilasters, please get the ratio right.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Yes.
I don't want to throw
that's
anybody.
Right.
I don't want to throw
no.
anybody under the bus, but.
Yeah.
I took a tour of Joel McHale's home.
Yeah. Too big, isn't it? The pilasters are too big.
Love him dearly,
yeah.
but there's too much island for that
too
kitchen.
Too much island.
There's too much
how
island
how do you even clean
kitchen.
The center of it with a squeegee on a broom pole, right?
I literally walked into his freshly remodeled house.
Yeah.
I walked into the kitchen, and I thought, Too Much Island.
Too Much Island.
And I didn't want to say anything because I realized.
It's the new A-lister social faux pas. Too Much Island.
It's the white man's burden.
That's right.
Too Much Island. And I thought, he's got Too Much Island in his kitchen.
But what do I do? What do I say? What did you say to him?
I had. Well, first off, I have too much couth to bring something
of
like
course,
that up in
yes.
front of a dear friend.
No, of course. Just bring it up on the air where hundreds of thousands of people.
I have too much couth. But my suspicions were confirmed.
Yes.
Because I walked around one side of the island, and he walked around the other side to get to his refrigerator.
It's like the cone of silence. You had to yell across the room.
He literally, his fridge has like Euro hinges that have to be way more than any car my dad ever owned.
Yeah.
Like the big super articulating Euro hinge.
Wow.
We're well beyond sub-zero.
Like gull wing door
hinges.
Yeah,
we're getting into full exposed, full Euro
like
style.
Like a Trollson fridge, like that brand?
I don't know. It's too rich for my blood. But the point is he walked around one way. I walked around the other. He opened the fridge door and it completely cut off the path because it was against
the island.
Because
the island's too big. Yeah, too much island.
So he said, what do you want to drink? And I said, what do you got? And I realized he had to start holding them out on the other side
like
of
a reveal behind a curtain.
Yeah, he was like Jay from Let's Make a Deal.
This is bad.
He was holding them out. And I thought, this has been, it's too much island.
Too much.
God bless him.
This is something
but too
else.
Much island.
I'm so glad you had the presence of mind not to expose him in that moment.
Well, I don't judge the man.
You can't. Because it's a rookie mistake.
It's
too much
not
island.
His mistake.
No.
First off, I know Joel. He's out working and he's
somebody
paying
designed
for the
it. Yeah, someone
but what
designed
I'm saying
it.
is we've done this thing, which is sort of like 80s, 90s stripper boob job, which is, hey, man, as much silicone as you can get in there, the better.
Yeah.
Not so. We need some balance.
That's right. Too much. Too big.
That's right.
Yeah. I hear you, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know how, you know.
Can you find a picture of Joel McHale's kitchen online?
Or his island? Looks, it's the size of Cleveland, apparently, this thing.
It's whoever designed it said he shall have the grandest island in the land. But it's too much.
Yeah.
People have gone too much. The other thing they do, they go huge island with a little sink.
Oh, God.
You got to have the proportion. And as far as the front gate pilaster, the post in the front, I see ones that are 3.5 foot by 3.5 foot. I mean, these things are buttresses that they would use to protect the Pentagon. And then there's a little light
tiny,
on top
of latch
it.
And a yeah, it's
and
undersized.
Then a small gate. There's too much pilaster.
Like a turtle. Like a turtle head, the light on top of that pilaster.
Like a turtle head.
Right?
Like
it's
a
no
turtle
good.
Head. All right. Studio City. Sorry. Where was I? Oh, let me tell you about Lightstream. Yeah, summer's coming. You want a pool? You want a spa? You want to upgrade that deck? Wait. No more. I mean, wait no more. Let me tell you about Lightstream's home improvement loan. I got to tell you, I put a pool in my backyard in a jacuzzi.
Yeah.
And last night, kids in the pool, wife in the jacuzzi, dog sort of half in the pool and half in the jacuzzi. Everyone out there holding a beverage. And I thought, what I said... I said, like, let's not let 3 summers go by and then we'll put the pool in. Let's put the pool in now.
That's right.
The only Corolla who thinks that
way.
How about you deal with Lightstream? You get an unsecured home improvement loan. Fixed interest rate as low as 4.99 APR with auto pay and good credit. No fees, appraisals, or home equity required. Loans from $5,000 to $100,000. Application is 100%. Online. Ready to start? Apply today. Get the additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way for my listeners with good credit to get this special interest rate and this discount is to go to lightstream.com/ace. That is LIGHTSTREAM.com/ace. Get the loan and get going. Let's get that backyard going today.
Do
Let's
it.
Get that pool in. Lightstream.com/ace. Matt?
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans and same day funding. Equal housing lender.
All right.
You know, Matt's like Dizzy Gillespie playing the horn when he does that stuff. He reads that thing.
Cheeks puffed out, eyes rolled.
It's like
to the
a
back
jazz man.
Head.
He's
it's
jazz
just like
man.
Adam, I don't read it. I feel it.
He's a jazz man, is what he is.
Can't find a picture of Joel's island. Look, it's an amazing house. It's an amazing kitchen. I'm just saying, it's not a contest to see who has the biggest island.
It's almost like the faux pas of wearing cuffs with cowboy boots. It's too big. You can't do it.
That's right.
You can't
unless that's the only thing you're wearing, in which case it's super hot.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
If you got the right build.
How true it is.
All right. Where are we at, Matt? You got a video question?
Oh, you know it. You can always follow us on Twitter at Ace on the House and email us your video questions, aceonthehouse@adamcarolla.com. This one actually comes from Twitter and email. The guy's name is Dave, and he's got a question about drywall.
Mm-hmm. There he is.
Hi, guys. This is Dave from Minnesota. I've got a question for you about how to repair a ceiling that has a kind of a swirl feature.
Yeah, it does.
In the ceiling, you can actually see as I'm going along, there's a kind of like a circular, maybe like a half circular, full circular overlap swirl that's going on there.
It's a fresco.
And I've got a,
Let
me step a little closer. Yeah, there you can see it a little bit better. I've got a crack. In fact, I've got multiple cracks like this along the way. And, I want to repaint.
Yeah.
Before I repaint, I want to repair the cracks, and then I want to replicate that little swirl technique into that before I repaint it. So that's question number one. I'll get you question number two in a sec.
All right. He's saying drywall. We assume it's drywall. We don't know. It could be plaster.
It's probably drywall because of the crack. You know, it looks like a drywall seam crack to me.
Yeah.
Right.
You try to stagger your themes, your seams, but maybe some of them you can't. One is going to run the full length. All right. So
that's
patching.
That's a texture coat scenario where he has to rehearse the texture coat on a scrap piece of drywall before he even gets into demoing and patching.
All right, as far as the crack goes, you can't caulk the crack and then just like go over it. I think I would tape it. I think I would take some mesh tape. I would or paper tape, and I would literally tape that crack up.
And I would also shoot a bunch of drywall screws on either side of the crack every 6-8 inches to suck the drywall panels back up to the framing, so that it hopefully has stability at that point.
We'll find out which way your joists are running.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out which way they're running. Either way, find out where your joists are and then hit some meat.
Yeah.
Get up there and sink some coarse thread bugle head drywall screws, you know, like 1.5 inches into some of this stuff. Confirm it's drywall first.
Correct.
Then let's tape it. I would say paper tape. Oh, the mesh tape's fine, but go with the paper tape. And then you're going to have to get proficient at doing the swirl with a trowel, not a drywall knife.
As the 90s rappers would say, get jiggy with it.
Get jiggy with the trowel. Now, you're going to have to use drywall knives, like broad knives,
right,
and tape up that seam and then smooth it out.
And feather the curvy pattern out into the existing curvy pattern and somehow marry the two so it doesn't look like it's a bad patch.
Yeah, now you'll always know it's there, but people coming over for dinner are going to look up and just go, what the fuck happened?
It looks like Joel McHale's island, for Christ's sake.
So big. Now, you'll know it's there, but if you do a good job, no one else will know it's
no,
there.
No, they won't.
They'll never look up. All right. Did he have a question number two? The moral of the story is, though, if you have cracks,
yeah,
just filling them with caulk and like smoothing over, you'll see the crack as soon as the caulk dries.
Yeah, cracks usually denote movement.
And they just show through again. Yeah. Like you literally have to cover that. You have to tape them up.
Yeah.
Yes, next question.
Hi, this is Dave from Minnesota again. I've got a bathroom wall, and that's the a new window that I had put in about a year ago. And you can see I've got from the before I replaced the window, I had, you know, probably some a gap in the framing that caused a lot of cold air to blow in. And you can see that that's big chunks of paint.
Sounds like Fargo, the movie.
That have been peeling yeah. off. And what I want to do is I want to strip that back. But I want to know, how do I fix that and blend it in so that I don't have to, you know, strip the paint off on the whole wall? Because if you go further down, it sure needs a new paint job. But and I can do these flat cracks on stuff like that, where the nail holes are and stuff pretty easily, but
nails popping,
you know, here it's very nice and together and smooth, and I sure don't want to mess that up. So anyway, quick yeah. question: how do I fix that? Thanks.
It's more. Right. That's moisture.
By
too.
The way, I'll say this: yeah. if painting a bathroom wall that's 4 foot by 8 foot is too much job for you,
yeah, get out of the game.
Get out of the bathroom.
Yeah, get out.
If it's too hot in the bathroom, I mean. I like what's his name?
What's his name Mike on there? Or Dave.
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 I like Dave, but his plan is I'm going to paint part of my small bathroom wall, but not the whole bathroom
no,
wall.
No, because it's 4 feet, for God's sake.
You know, think of it like cars. Like with cars, it's hard to paint part of the fender. You have to paint the whole fender.
Right.
Like there's whole panels that right. need to be painted. So that wall's sort of a panel. So when it comes to painting stuff, first thing you do is you just scrape off anything that you can get off. If you can scrape it off, you don't want it there. So right. you get it all off. Then dig out everything that's bad. You know,
it's like a cancer, for God's sake. Get rid of it.
Get rid of it. Yeah. Then go ahead and get a little joint compound and skim over it.
Yeah.
Then go ahead and
prime it.
Block sand it.
Yeah.
And then prime it. And then just hit the whole wall.
Yeah. You got to blend. You can't just touch up paint really ever, because after a year and a half, 2 years in a bathroom, the tone has changed from all the steam that was coming from the shower.
Yeah. Now, if there's moisture or cold air or whatever coming in.
Didn't that look like a not? I don't mean to you know, diss Dave's window installation, but it looks like it was a botched window installation and there's not enough waterproofing. And that looks to me like water moisture issues coming from the ledge on the outside, popping the paint off the wall. And I think he has to address that at least with some kind of caulking to seal the water from coming into the bathroom.
Yeah, and or he can use some expanding foam, like depending on, there are all kinds of rain buster stuff. There's all kinds of good stuff
yeah.
for that application now. But either way, let's get it foamed off, caulked off, locked off, and waterproof. Then let's scrape everything off. Then let's skim it with some joint compound.
Mm-hmm.
Then let's give it a sand. Then let's give it a prime. Then let's give it a paint. Maybe you want to do the paint with the mildew additive
yeah.
in it if you're in the bathroom.
If there's not enough ventilation in Minnesota, maybe, yeah.
And I might just paint the whole bathroom.
I would. I'm not crazy about the aqua. I'd like to change color with Dave.
Not nuts about the color either.
No. See?
Yeah. You know who's not crazy about the color of my bedroom?
Huh.
My wife.
How dare her?
I said,
look, she's lucky she gets 3 square in a nice bedroom to start with.
That's right.
Huh?
She said, I don't like the color you picked out.
What'd you pick?
The color I like.
Okay, there. So there, it's none of your damn business.
I
is
like
what
the
he said.
Color. I said, yeah. I said, well, remember 2 weeks ago when I said I was going to the building store and I was picking out a color for yeah. the bedroom and you just looked up and went, yeah, all right.
Uh-huh.
And I said, all right, see ya. And he went, see ya. That was your window.
Yeah.
You chose not to attend. So thus you get the color.
So she goes to sleep with conflict every night now, looking at the color.
Well, I feel like I'm pretty diplomatic, which is if you'd like to get off the sofa and kick off the slippers and head up to the Osh with me, then we can have ourselves a nice diplomatic
a color,
debate about
a color
what,
date.
What color for the bedroom. But if you don't feel like getting up, then I will go and I'll pick out the color I
There you go.
There's your window of opportunity.
Okay. I don't know.
All right.
Can you tell me, please, just the color?
It is a powdery blue.
I like it so far.
It looks very good. Yeah. I went with a white ceiling and a powdery blue wall.
What's the matter with that?
I went with a terrazzo white tile.
It's all bordering on downright sexy to me.
It is.
You know.
And I went with a nice engineered flooring.
Wow.
With sort of mahogany color in the main room.
It's the kind of color that could make another baby show up soon.
That's
Am I right?
right. Yeah. That's right. All right, let me tell you about Simply Safe. Ah, ready? For anything that gets thrown at it, storms take out power. Simply Safe is ready. If an intruder cuts the phone line like they would do in every one of those 80s movies I saw, they come in, they cut the phone line, destroys your keypad, even your siren, Simply Safe will still get you the help you need. Could cost an arm and a leg, should cost an arm and a leg, but it doesn't. They charge you what's fair, $14.99 a month. No contracts, no hidden fees. I recommend Simply Safe to everyone I know. We've all got it around here. I have it. Mike August has it. Mark Garagus has it. Chris Maxipata just got it. Dawson has it. Check it out. Go to Simply Safe. Two I's in there. SimplySafe.com/ace. That is Simply, two I's. SimplySafe.com/ace. All right, we have another video question.
Yeah, we got one more. And if you want to see all the video questions, check out our website, aceontheroof.com.
That's what we're saying, yeah.
Hell yeah, man. So this is a video from Casey.
Ace man, Stromer, get it on. Thanks for your help, guys. Okay, so I have this toilet here. And
Casey's
it keeps getting this like moldy mildew stuff growing on there, and we can scrub it, and then like 2 days later, it's back, and it gets really bad no matter what.
Looks like blood.
Bleach and stuff takes care of it, but it's not really a permanent fix. So I looked in here, and it's got this like extra like a bowl within a bowl, and I figured out it's a water saver tank. So when you flush it, only the water in that bowl flushes down, and then this side water over here. Slowly supposed to filter in from the bottom and kind of like conserve water, but what ends up happening is it just stores that water that settles, and then mildew and mold and fungus and stuff grows in there, which in turn a little bit of it gets flushed every time, and then it starts growing into the tank. So my question is, if I take all this hardware out, is that just an extra piece, this tub that I can just take out and then put all the stuff back in, or am I gonna have to buy all new hardware? I just don't want to take anything apart without knowing for sure what I'm going to need to buy or whatnot. So I know it's not super expensive, but don't have a lot of money right now. We just bought the place, so if I can just take it apart, take that out, and put it back in, that'd be awesome. But any advice you guys have is appreciated. Thanks, guys.
All right, it's got some tank. Well, I'll tell you what I could do. I could just run across to the street over there by the freeway and just grab them all the tank parts and sheets.
Yeah. There's 10 toilets there, apparently.
I got a lid.
There's parts in there, I know.
I got a lid for my toilet.
Did you?
Off the street. One of my employees.
See, that's because you're a man of the earth. Recycling is what's in your
consciousness. Somebody broke my toilet lid.
Yeah.
Tank lid in the other shop.
Yeah.
We're down a tank lid.
You don't need to go to a store.
My guy just walked down the street and got the tank lid off the toilet
that's
out
right.
there.
That's right.
All right. So.
Well, can I interject something? So the toilet is an interesting thing. Now, if you open up the lid of the toilet like you've done and you look back toward the room, you're going to see a serial number written and printed on the inside of the toilet tank. You can go to Amazon or any other supply store, plug that number in. And you'll find the parts that you need for that toilet. It's actually really simple. You could either A, buy a secondary one of those bowls that are inside, or B, you could remove it and see if there's still a capability of sealing the toilet without that piece in it. Because if you can't, then obviously it's going to be an issue with leaking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your thoughts, please, sir.
The home improvement stores, the Home Depots and all that stuff are just lousy with sort of aftermarket parts for your toilet.
That's right.
Now.
It's pretty universalized.
All sorts of guts in there that you can swap out. You should swap out periodically. you know, the bowl and the tank and everything, that's going to last thousands of years. But the guts in there, that's a couple of years.
And the gaskets rot and get really sticky and gooey, and that can be part of the coloration of the staining in your toilet as well.
Right. So I would do what Stromer said, but I would also be happy to go down to the Home Depot and find the new floats and the valves and the mechanisms and the ball cock valves.
Yeah! Hey!
Hey! I got ball cock valves, man. And you could probably handle the whole thing yourself without a lot of suris, as the Jews would say. That's right.
What does that mean?
It's Jewish for problems.
Suris. Aggravation. I know
Sadaka,
the great Neil Sadaka, is means giving.
Yeah.
What a nice name he chose.
Really?
Yeah. Giving. Neil Giving.
Mm. Take good care of my...
And ooh, I hear laughter in the rain and walking hand in hand with the one I love.
Oh, that was beautiful. Okay. Matt, you're Jewish. What's suris mean? Like aggravation?
Yeah, let me look that one up. Reach out to the relatives. All right,
well, hey, Maddie, while you're looking that up, let me tell you about Geico, baby doll. Everybody's got a to-do list. You drop off the dry cleaning. You got to pick up some milk, some eggs. In my case, 3 gallons of milk because my kids are like crazy for milk. How about ads save hundreds of dollars on car insurance, and you don't have to drop off or pick up anything? Just go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance, which is a huge savings. Car insurance can be really expensive if you don't shop around, so please do that. Extra money in your pocket? Heck yeah. That's the most rewarding to-do list that you could have today. Geico.com. Check it out.
Suris. Yeah. Distress, tragedy, calamity. So there you go.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is. So
I don't see. Here's what. Not only does your hypervigilance give you the ability to create patterns in human existence, but it also gives you the ability to pick up Yiddish phrases and integrate them seamlessly in a national podcast, and just feels like nothing.
You're such a mensch.
Am I right?
You're a mensch.
See?
A mitzvah for you. And me. A mitzvah that I met you.
Yeah.
What a mensch.
See?
All right. So get the toilet.
Yeah.
Get the, I like this serial number idea.
Yeah, no, that helps. You know, it helps because I have a strange toilet that had hard to find parts, and when the plumbing
supply. You want me to take you down to the freeway?
Well, maybe
the back street, we can swap out some of those parts.
I got your hard to find parts right here in my store, the street store. Yeah, but it's easy to find that printed serial number, and then that's how you can plug it in and find all your parts you need for any kind of a toilet situation.
Yeah, also, in terms of bang for your buck, like I always try to think of things in terms of how much, like, I'm not good with vacations. And the reason I'm not good with vacations is it's like, hey, it's a beautiful hotel, but it's $1,000 a night. I'm like, yeah, but then you go home and we didn't even take any towels.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
But the reason I like tools is you get that Bosch jigsaw and it's $161, which you have it for 14 years.
It'll
and you
cut
use
it.
Like, but you feel like there's something there.
I know what you mean about that. The vacation feels empty on the back end. You don't really get anything.
Right. Well, you get an experience.
Yeah.
But if you're not in experiences, but you'd rather have tools, then it's no
it's
good.
It's a bad idea.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Then you have to sort of break down stuff, like at your house, like fine china. I wouldn't spend money for fine china because I wouldn't use fine china, and I wouldn't care. And maybe once every 8 years when you had Thanksgiving at your house, you bust it out, and nobody cared.
No one cared.
But a big screen TV, like a good TV, spend some money on the TV. I watch a TV every single day.
Every day.
And guess where I sit? I sit on a sofa. Spend some money on the sofa. Spend some money on the TV.
On the bed. I spend money on a bed.
On the bed.
Absolutely.
Figure out, and you got to make sure and tip her right, too. It's not just
Okay.
The point is this. Why not spend on a toilet?
I don't know why people don't.
You're on it all the time. Every single day.
It's the only place I'm alone with my thoughts because of my kids. That's the only I can escape there.
Do it right.
Yeah.
So maybe instead of throwing $14 worth of parts and 2 days worth of labor at this thing, Maybe just break down, spend $200,
get a toilet,
a nice throne.
And a taller throne.
That's right.
I can't stress how much that makes. By the way, speaking of vacations,
yeah.
I went to Mexico a year ago. While I was there, two people were beheaded in the area that I went to. I just read that a family of four were gassed accidentally in their Airbnb in the same area.
Mm-hmm.
So not only your point about
carbon monoxide
poisoning, right?
Mm-hmm.
It just feels, I don't really want to travel anymore.
I'm with you.
You know what I mean? Like, to your point, I'd rather just stay home, get a huge, comfortable chair and a great TV, and then let that whole thing happen.
Let's just put the toilet in front of the
right
TV.
There. Right get, and an IV.
That's right. Right. You know who died of carbon monoxide poisoning? Tennis great.
Wait, let me guess. Tennis great Ivan Goolagan.
No.
Aha, that's all I could think of.
Vetus?
No, not the V man.
I think so. Gary's got to look it up.
Vetus Gerulaitis, it is.
Tennis great. Vetus Gerulaitis.
Of the carbon monoxide.
Died of carbon monoxide.
To that point, I put those in my kids' rooms. I think it's essential. Got to have that.
If I can jump
tennis
in here.
Pros?
No.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Facebook question we have here is about carbon monoxide detectors, smoke detectors.
You're kidding.
Might be a little relevant to what you guys are talking about.
Well, let me, I get it, but let me talk to Eddie on line one just so I can punt, we can get a phone call in. Hey, Eddie, line one.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Eddie. Man. What's going on?
Good. You know, got a question for you. Wife and I are thinking about remodeling, we're going to remodel our master bedroom, and one of the questions that I had is I want to do something about the fact that it takes forever for the water in our shower to get hot, and in order not to waste, I actually have had a bucket in, it's a walk-in shower, collecting the water until it gets hot, and you know, it goes like about almost just shy of 2 gallons of water that would normally go to waste.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just, you know, put it in my potted plants that don't get the sprinklers. But the downfall, and I don't want to, I looked into one of those, instant hot water heater thingies. But the bummer part is that my meter is probably like about 150 feet or a little bit less than 150 feet from that shower. And so it was going to cost a fortune, I guess, to run, conduit or whatever. So I'm wondering, is there some sort of a system where, you know, you can kind of bypass or recirculate the water until it gets hot?
Yeah. They have recirc pumps.
Yeah, go
ahead.
I was going to say, you know, the Insta-Hot, though, is really the answer. If you could just daisy-chain it off the existing plumbing somewhere in the bathroom, like even off of the valve coming into the sink, and just get it somehow to the shower to recycle, because it really does. I did it in my own home, and I know what you're saying about a long run of copper could be a little bit pricey, but you know, it really is like an immediate solution if you could just somehow find a way to tap in to the plumbing coming into the bathroom.
Right, exactly. And I don't know if the other thing, the last time that we redid the kitchen, we had to replumb the house. It's from 1956, not that old, but we ended up going overhead with that, know what the heck it's called, that plastic piping.
PEX.
But what do you call it then? A recycling?
There's a recirculating pump. This is the theory. I'm not a plumber, but your hot water heater's way over here, and in between your hot water heater and your shower head's a whole bunch of pipe, and the water sits in the pipe, and the water takes on the temperature of the ambient temperature, which means it gets cold, and when you fire up your shower, if you have a shower that's right up against the water heater, then you immediately get it. But if it's far away, like the master bedroom is a lot of times, it takes a long time for the water to travel. And in between, all the water you're getting is the cold water that's in the pipe.
Yeah.
Now, a recirculating pump circulates that water so it doesn't sit in the pipe and get cold overnight. And then you get up in the morning, turn the shower. At night, it's circulating it through the water heater so it's constantly warm. So when you turn it on, it's immediately warm.
But
to me,
would,
that makes the most sense.
It does, but I would venture to say it's probably going to be cheaper to do the Insta-Hot, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. A recirc pump in itself is not that expensive, but I don't know about the installation of it and how much that would cost. All right, let me tell you about something. A little Timberland action for you. Words from our sponsor. Flap, pustule, jowls, a pox.
No, that's just an extra one, I think.
Nugget, gurgle, smear, curd, bulbous, tender, dongle, pork and moist. Whether you're on a construction site and you're working over there and you're in a warehouse, you're working, or you're a podcast host, certain words, man, on the job site can make you uncomfortable. So let's get the work gear that is comfortable. Timberland. Love these guys. Pro. Timberland Pro. They make shirts, pants, boots, and they'll dress you head to toe, and you'll look like a pro. Timberland Pro. Not uncomfortable. All right. This Friday. Yeah, that is this Friday. Right. April 6th. Theater. Madison, Wisconsin. Me at the Capitol Theater doing stand-up in Madison, Wisconsin. Then May 17th, the Agora Theater. Cleveland, Ohio, doing stand-up. Royal Oak Music Theater, that's outside of Detroit. That's coming up May
18th. Are you going to be opening up for a band or anything, or is that just you on your own?
I open for myself.
Jesus, yeah. A-list.
Aladdin Theater, Portland, two shows. We're taping my stand-up special, so you get a chance to be on basic cable, perhaps. June 9th, and then live podcast, Saturday, April 21st, Santa Ana Esports Arena, 7 o'clock. Thursday, the 13th, Seattle Moore Theater. Beautiful, big, majestic Moore Theater in Seattle. And we're going on a cruise. All sorts of stuff. Go to AdamCroll.com for everything.
Where's that cruise going, by the way?
That cruise is going through the British Columbia.
Oh.
Yeah, from Seattle to British Columbia.
That's beautiful.
Like Vancouver Island, I think.
Gorgeous up there.
Love it. All right, so check that out. Stromer, what do you got?
Stromer this weekend is doing nothing. I've been too running around-ish. I'm staying at home.
All right, so I was in North Carolina. Place.
Yeah, go to my house. Come on, come over.
So, till next time, Adam Kroll for Eric Stromer saying mahalo.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com.
This is Corolla Digital.